Right, I'm Jeffrey Brown. I'm the director of Euclid. We're a small independent consultancy. We have a number of contracts with government and other agencies to provide information, primarily to the arts and cultural sector, about opportunities outside the United Kingdom. So we are working as the national coordinating body for the European Year of Intercultural Dialogue 2008 on behalf of the UK government and a contract with the European Commission.
And we're here in Liverpool. This is the second day of the conference here. How did the first day go for you?
Well, I don't like to tempt fate by sort of saying too many good things about it, how it went before the whole thing is over. But the feedback we are receiving from delegates, for example, some who only came for the first day, is generally very positive. We deliberately structured the conference so that it wasn't just lots of sessions where people sat on the stage and lectured at people, but at least half the day is people working in small groups, so they have a real chance to discuss the issues and sort of debate them with the speakers and others. So it seems to be going very well. And we had a dinner last night with entertainment from Brouhaha, which is a carnival arts organisation based here in Liverpool. That was fantastic, so it's good.
How important are events like this to get across the message to the public about cultural differences and how we can interrelate different cultures?
I think one of the crucial positive benefits of an event like this is it does bring together people from a very, very diverse selection of backgrounds and countries and so on, and gives them the chance to sort of sit down and really thrash out the ideas and come up with new ways of working in the future. I mean, we can all sort of go on the internet and blog and email and so on and so forth, but actually having real people sitting together doing things is a fantastic opportunity. And they don't happen very often, and they're quite expensive, and not everybody can attend them, but actually for those people who do come, it is about sort of really going away, being refreshed, revitalised, having new ideas and new ways of working in the future.
If people want to find out more about this event, now I know you've got a website going on, how can people actually get to it?
The website is very easy. It's simply inter.culture.info. You don't need www or http, just inter.culture.info, and you'll find out information there about the other projects that are happening in the European Year of Intercultural Dialogue, as well as about this conference.
With Liverpool being capital culture, how important was it as a venue to be picked for your conference this year?
Well, the idea for the event came first, I have to be honest. I mean, we are national coordinating body for the year, and we thought that this would be a very interesting idea, and we met up with a partner organisation who have just written a book with contributions from people from all over the world on this subject. So the idea came first, and we thought about having it in London, because most things happen in London and people can get there easily and so on and so forth. But we were also very aware that Liverpool was capital of culture, and they've made a strong commitment to intercultural dialogue, as they should, because of the extraordinary diversity of communities based in Liverpool. So we had discussions with them, and they were interested in supporting the project as well. So it all sort of came together like that. So I think it was a combination of the fact that there was a meeting of the minds about the ideas and how that reflected the commitment Liverpool has, as well as the fact, I mean, we have to be honest, I mean, Liverpool had some resources, so they were able to support the project along with other partners that we have, like the British Council and so on.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.